with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
A great deal has been written about the decline in the percentage of Americans who are living in a traditional nuclear family. It was many years ago that the famous psychologist Charles Murray pointed out that the shocking rate of illegitimate births is the most serious social and fiscal problem America faces, because it is the factor that drives everything else. When mothers have no husband or father of their children to provide for them, they turn to Big Brother government to give them the necessities of life. Even though the facts of this change in our society have been widely reported, almost nothing has been written about why it happened and who was responsible for it. This has brought about a tremendous demographic change in our American society and an enormous increase in our spending for the so-called welfare state. The nuclear family was based on families that supported themselves. They did not need government busybodies to tell them how to raise children or to spend their money. Taxes were relatively low, and we produced a prosperous middle class that was the envy of the world. Those days seem to be gone. We now have a dramatic decline in the percentage of Americans who are living in traditional marriages, and we have 41% illegitimacy. These facts have been widely reported. But nobody asks or answers the question, who killed the American family? My new book, published by WorldNet Daily this month, answers that fundamental question. You may be surprised at the answer to the question, who killed the American family? The perpetrators of this murder are not just the gays who have gotten so much publicity. The true answer is like the plot in Agatha Christie's famous murder mystery, Murder on the Orient Express. I'll tell you more about this murder mystery tomorrow and who is really responsible for killing the traditional American family.
The American traditional family is under attack. Until now, no one has had the courage or wisdom to say who is responsible. In her new book, Who Killed the American Family, Phyllis Schlafly exposes the culprits and their motivations. This is a truth we must not miss. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling, and you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Welcome to the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, broadcasting nationwide on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Righting the Right is your chance to call in and comment on constitutional, conservative, Christian, or capitalist issues. Call in now at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Now here's your host, Patriot Glenn Pav.
Welcome back to the third hour, the Hour of Power on the Republic Broadcasting Network, 7 minutes after drive time, prime time for you. We are here talking about the Ebola crisis, and we've talked about it in the first hour heavily, and we are going to continue with the third hour about this. This is a concern that will be personalized, and I hope that you will be precautionary in all of your endeavors, as we are seeing other people taking some common sense approach to this and being very precautionary about it as well. But things are going to be happening when those 3,000 to 4,000 troops come back from Liberia and Sierra Leone and Guinea with having been exposed to Ebola over there, and other people throughout the United States. As you know, a second nurse who was treating the Ebola patient from Liberia and who died is also being cast with that, and Frontier Airlines has use that same airplane, has gone to 5 different places before they cleaned and cleansed that aircraft. Unfortunately, she is now in being treated in Dallas concerning that particular virus, which is very, very serious. We want you to understand that we'll be talking about that this hour together as we continue on giving you updates as we speak. A look at the book this morning. We're in the 1 John chapter 3 now. Children of God, love one another. He said, see how great a love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. And such we are. For this reason, the world does not know us, because it did not know Him, meaning Christ. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet what we will be. We know that when He appears, Christ, we will be like Him, because we will see Him just as He is. In everyone who has this hope fixed on Him purifies himself just as He is pure. Now, the fact of the matter is, my hope is fixed on Jesus Christ. He has fulfilled all the prophecies in the past, and His next one that He will fulfill will be His coming again for us in the sky, and we will be raptured. We will be left from this earth with our physical bodies. That is the rapture that is declared and prophesied by many different prophets throughout history, throughout biblical content. Folks, you need to fix your hope on Him. If I fix my hope on our government, if I fix my hope on people, I will be very disappointed. If you fix your hope on me, you'll be very disappointed in the process, because I'm not perfect. Nobody is. But we can fix our hope on the Lord and Savior, the Creator of the world, Jesus Christ. And that's a look at the book this morning from 1 John chapter 3, the first three verses. Now let's get into the Ebola mathematics. I alluded to this in the end of the first hour. Here's a thumbnail version of the stunning infographic from the Washington Post. To halt the spread of Ebola, many more people need to be isolated in treatment centers, according to the Center for Disease Control models. Now, let me give you the idea. The infection rate, the current rate, is that at current rates of transmission, each infected person is passing the disease to about two more people. The ideal rate is to stop this epidemic. Infection rate needs to be less than one or zero. That's the ideal. But the current rate is when one person gets Ebola, by the time that person has had it, they have infected two more people. We have seen that already with Duncan. Two nurses have received Ebola from their treatment, their cautious treatment to him. They've done everything they could. Now, the number that needs to be in treatment centers is also a goal that we need to look at. The goal should be 70% of infected people need to be in treatment centers within 60 days of recognizing the symptoms or having been diagnosed as Ebola. 70%. Keep that in mind. Just 18% of people are currently in treatment centers. That means 2 out of 7 should be in treatment centers. 7 should be in treatment centers, and only 2 out of 7 are. 30% of infected people can be monitored at home, all right, in the process. Now, between 10,000 and 15,000 people need to be in treatment centers as we speak, but about 1,100 beds are currently available in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. 1,100 beds, they need 10 to 15,000 people in those treatment center beds. In 1 month, as an example, between 45,000 and 50,000 people need to be in treatment centers. In 2 months, more than 100,000 people need to be in treatment centers. Now let's take a look at this from a perspective. Halting the exponential growth requires extraordinary effort. Are not seeing that from our country. In order to stop something that's growing exponentially, and not just one at a time, you have to get ahead of the curve. How? By responding with overwhelming numbers of doctors and nurses and treatment beds and isolation actions. Right now, the world is woefully behind the curve, responding with only a fraction of the number of healthcare workers needed to have any realistic chance of containing this outbreak. Even worse, the United States government has failed the public on many fronts and actually seems to be actively encouraging the spread of Ebola. That's what it seems like. That's how they're acting. Flights from Ebola outbreak countries have not been halted to the USA. The U.S. southern border has not been controlled or contained. Security is not there. Ebola patients are allowing to be treated in regular hospitals in Dallas, where the medical gear and training is woefully inadequate. These are facts. The Center for Disease Control continues to misinform the public about Ebola transmission vectors, ridiculously claiming it can only be spread via direct contact, when we now know that claim is false. Also, instead of supporting immune-boosting natural solutions, the government has gone out of its way. That's what I said. Out of its way. To do the opposite. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you get the gist of all of this? This is serious. Not only are they misinforming us, but instead of supporting the immune-boosting natural solutions, our government has gone out of its way to threaten makers of natural products like colloidal silver and essential oils, silencing them from speaking about Ebola prevention strategies that might substantially help halt the spread. It seems like a deliberate action by our government that's headed by Obama. Instead of being told to prepare for a possible pandemic outbreak, leading to shelter-at-home orders. The American public is lied to. Why are we not surprised through this administration? We're told everything is under control, and when it clearly isn't, they're still saying that. The don't panic mantra repeated by government is actually code for don't prepare. You could learn real pandemic preparedness strategies for free at biodefense.com. I'm encouraging you to go there, biodefense.com. They have a downloadable MP3 audio file as well, biodefense.com. We'll continue with this story and with the way our government is mistreating each of us American citizens right after these important messages on the Glenn Papp Show, Riding the Right, coming up in 16 minutes after the hour.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Heart problems were in my family, and I did notice these chest pains occasionally. I decided to try it, and I don't think I'm going to stop for quite a while. Nothing has worked as well as this product has promised to. I've taken, supplements and that sort of thing, and never really noticed a difference.
Well, I turned 60, and when I went into the doctor to get my reports, the lady at the desk, she looked at it. She says, "Wow." I says, "What's that say?" So she came back and looked at my last check. She says, "Well, you've gone down half on your cholesterol." So she says, "I guess don't do a thing, only what you're doing right now."
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
6.
Welcome back to the Glenn Papp Show, 19 minutes after the hour here, and we are talking about the Ebola epidemic that is starting to spread from Liberia, Western Africa areas and countries, Sierra Leone and also Guinea, to the world. And it's now happening more here in the United States, with the fear that it will spread when our troops come back, and that it will spread from this second woman who was a nurse with the Ebola patient that died, and the airplane flight flew after her flight another 4 other times throughout the United States before they cleaned the plane. Who knows who else rubbed into that stuff and was susceptible to it. Now, the U.S. government has failed to the public on many fronts. It actually seems to be actively encouraging the spread of Ebola. I gave you five different things. The flights from Ebola outbreak countries have not been halted. U.S. southern border, not controlled or contained. Ebola patients treated in regular hospitals where the medical gear and training is woefully inadequate. The CDC continues to misinform the public about Ebola transmission vectors. They say they tell the supporting immune boosting natural solutions to not talk about this. And then finally, to prepare for a possible pandemic outbreak, they say, here's the solution. Don't panic. Don't prepare. It's going to be okay. This is their strategy. If you put all these strategies together, you have a scenario that actually encourages the spread of Ebola rather than halting it. Such a lackluster response to a viral pandemic outbreak that's exponentially multiplying is beyond foolish. It is negligent. It is a crime. It is already too late to contain it if we continue on like this. According to this excellent Washington Post infographic, every one infection of Ebola happening right now is leading to nearly two additional infections. The total number of Ebola infections is doubling every 3 to 4 weeks. In order to effectively halt this pandemic, 70% of the infected people need to be in treatment centers within 60 days, the Washington Post reports. But presently, 18% of infected people are in treatment centers. That's 18% compared to 70 that need to be. And as the total number of infections grows, that percentage actually gets worse. In 1 month, between 45,000 and 50,000 treatment beds will be needed in Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Liberia. But even the U.S. Army effort involving 3,000-plus troops building a medical facility will only add 1,700 beds. They need 45,000 to 50,000 beds. And those beds won't be ready for another month. Government efforts, in other words, are already way behind the curve. Unless there is some new dramatic intervention that radically halts Ebola transmission, the mathematics of the current outbreak are undeniable. We are already too late to contain it, and now the question becomes one of regional isolation. Can Ebola be kept out of the Americas in such a high degree, in a high rate? If not, then runaway outbreaks in South America will sooner or later spill over into North America. Thank you, open borders, Mr. Obama. U.S. health authorities who have already blundered the handling of the very first Ebola patient in a hospital, Thomas Duncan in Dallas, will then have to deal with dozens or hundreds of Ebola carrying stampeding across the wide open southern border of states like Texas, Arizona, and California. How exactly is Ebola supposed to be stopped if that scenario unfolds? I ask you that, my friend. Nobody has any real answer. Instead, government health authorities are repeating the mindless, irrational mantra of don't panic. We have everything under control. Sure they do. That's why Ebola keeps spreading. Wake up, America. Wake up. Phyllis Schlafly also warns of diseases coming into the U.S. via Central America. She calls it open border, not just a jobs problem. Dateline Washington. Americans Against Amnesty are not only worried about unemployed Mexicans crossing our southern border illegally to take U.S. jobs. More than ever, we need the fence Congress voted for and President George W. Bush made a television photo event when he signed it into law. Representative Duncan Hunter, Republican of California, said that at least 10 ISIS thugs have crossed our southern border. Hunter added, if we caught 10, you know there are going to be dozens more that did not get caught by the Border Patrol. Representative Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, says the Islamic State ISIS is actively working with Mexican drug cartels to infiltrate and eventually attack Americans. ISIS has told us it wants to extend a caliphate over America, that is, government control through Islamization of America. So why is anybody surprised that they're doing what they said they wanted to do? The problem of invasion across our border is no longer just a jobs problem, my friend. It's a national security problem. It's a welfare problem. It's a public school problem. It's a dangerous disease problem. It's not a problem of accepting a few lost teenagers who arrived unannounced and demanded admission. It's a problem of our public schools suddenly being invaded by thousands of young adults who have never been to any school, who are not familiar with basic hygiene, who can't read or write, who don't speak English or even familiar Spanish, but speak one of 21 different Spanish or Indian dialects, and who may carry new diseases such as EVD68. It's a problem of requiring our newly burdened healthcare establishment to deal with diseases that are not common to the United States currently. During the summer, we suffered an outbreak of EVD68, a polio-like enterovirus. The outbreak is widespread in Central America, from which many of the illegal kids came. Now, the Center for Disease Control reports that at least 538 people, mostly children, in 43 states and the District of Columbia became ill with EVD68. At least 5 U.S. children infected with EVD68 died this fall. That's a tragedy. Obama has refused to bar entry to the United States by people from countries where Ebola is epidemic. The problem we face is not just one African who entered our country and then died from Ebola. It's a national health problem that has made our healthcare personnel carriers of a fatal African disease, endangering Americans who never went to Africa. Obama sent thousands of U.S. troops to Liberia, a country stricken with Ebola. He ignores the danger to our American troops and also to other Americans when these servicemen and women return home. The safety of the American people is less important to Obama than posing as a world citizen. Marine Corps General John F. Kelly, commander of the U.S. Southern Command, told the National Defense University in Washington, D.C. that if Ebola comes to Central America, it will cause a panic, that it's literally Katie bar the door, and there will be mass migration into the United States. Meanwhile, the Centers for Disease Control reports by the end of the year there will be 14 million people infected with Ebola and 62% of them dying. Currently, it's about a 70% death rate when contracting that disease. Why doesn't Obama impose a travel ban on persons flying here from Ebola-infected countries? It's not enough to take the temperature of airline travelers and have them fill out a written form, because we know that the African who died from Ebola after arrival in the U.S. had lied on his form. Wake up, America. Mark Krikorian points out that the U.S. has issued 13,000 visas for travel to America from the 3 most Ebola-infected Western African countries. 13,000 people. Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. Will Obama let those 13,000 people into the country, into America? Remember, the average is 13,000 will equal another 26,000 being infected, if they are infected. We'll be back with more on the Glenn Pack.
Your money, what is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
And now here's a look at the lighter side of politics with Jody Miller from News Busted.
Hey everybody, welcome to News Busted. I'm Jody Miller. Let's get started. Once again, many new polls show President Obama's approval rating at record lows. To give you an idea of how unpopular Obama is, his new Secret Service code name is Ebola. It's been learned that the second Ebola-infected nurse from Dallas contacted the CDC to ask if she could get on a plane with a fever, and she was given the green light. So it seems the CDC actually stands for Centers for Disease Circulation. Last week, President Obama canceled his appearance at a Democratic fundraiser in New Jersey, which appears to be the first action he's ever taken to get money out of politics. President Obama also called off a campaign rally for Connecticut Governor Dan Malloy. Naturally, the president was disappointed, but Governor Malloy was ecstatic. MSNBC had record low ratings last quarter, but the network remains dedicated to objective journalism, according to its program director, Barack Obama. In other cable television news, CNN has canceled the series Crossfire. Network executives made the decision after realizing the show was still on the air. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has donated $25 million to the CDC to combat the spread of Ebola. So the next time you get caught using Facebook at work, you can tell your boss, oh, I'm not goofing off, I'm saving lives. And finally, an Alaskan motorist is recovering from injuries after he collided with a moose on the highway. Turns out the accident was not the man's fault. The moose was texting. Thanks for watching News Busted, everybody. I'm Jody Miller. Make sure you subscribe to our videos on YouTube. We'll catch you next time.
Well, that's a look at the lighter side of the news with Jody Miller of News Busted. Hello, my friend. I'm Glenn Pav of the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, heard weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time. That's prime time on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You could also listen live on the web at writingtheright.com, spelled R-I-G-H-T both times. That's writingtheright.com. And join me this week with my guests and co-hosts. That's the Glenn Pav Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time, prime time on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And folks, let's keep writing the right. And folks, let's keep writing the right.
We were made to be courageous. We were made to lead the way. We could be the generation that finally breaks the chains. We were made to be courageous.
Made to be courageous. We were created by our God to trust Him for our eternal life, to not sit on the sidelines. Christians, wake up. We need to be a part of the political structure. We need to be influential to bring out the moral, the virtuous, the Christian perspective that we need through politicians, through leaders, through people who are running our country, and our servants to us. We know how to serve because we serve the Lord. They need to know and be reminded how to serve as well. I'm talking about, will Obama let those 13,000 people into America that have 13,000 visas to travel to America from the three most Ebola-infected Western African countries? Dr. Anthony Fauci continues in this report, and this filed by Phyllis Schlafly, who warns of diseases coming into the U.S. via Central America. the border, not just a jobs problem. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the specialist on infectious diseases at the National Institute for Health, is very much opposed to closing the U.S. border. Instead, he's blaming the Dallas hospital, saying they dropped the ball by failing to determine the patient's travel history. No, the patient lied about his travel history, my friend. Dr. Thomas Frieden, head of the Center for Disease Control, blamed a supposed breach of protocol for a Dallas nurse getting Ebola and called for an investigation of how she could get the disease while following full CDC precautions. My friends, the fuzzy protocol was not breached. She followed the rules and still got it. The people in Liberia, the people in Sierra Leone, the people treating these people in Guinea died following procedures. This is not a mathematical, this is not an email that has to be followed. We've got to prevent this by more than this. The CDC is inept at this point. Our government is not acting. So we've got to act if they're not going to. We've got to do the proactive prevention. Blaming the breach of protocol for a Dallas nurse getting Ebola and calling for an investigation of how she could get the disease while following CDC precautions. The CDC precautions and protocols are changing every day because they're finding that Ebola is spreading in spite of the protocol. According to Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, the CDC was given nearly $3 billion, that's B as in boy, $3 billion to fight infectious diseases, but spent only 6% of that for its declared purpose. What is this, corruption right in front of our very eyes? A much larger share of the money was spent on community transformation grants to increase access to healthy foods and promote improvements in sidewalks to make it easy for people to walk and ride bikes. That's not what the Disease Center for Control should be about. $3 billion was given. There's no excuse. Nobody cut anything, but actually the Republicans gave more than what Obama requested to the CDC. And so the Democrats are lying that the Republicans have cut. They haven't. They've given more. And the abuse of it is, okay, there's your $3 billion. Now we're only using 6%. They're denying that this is a problem. We're hearing some common sense from a few members of Congress. House Homeland Security Chairman Michael McCaul called for barring entry into the United States for people from West African countries wrestling with Ebola, period. And also temporarily suspending the 13,000 visas that have already been issued to people in those countries, period. Senator Ted Cruz said it best. Our priority should be protecting the American people and preventing Ebola from coming here. Duh! Does somebody have to say that? Yes, because our international president, our tyrant, is more concerned about caring for the poor black people in Liberia who we sent over to have a free country years and years and years ago. This is a political correctness ploy that is becoming the reason the Democrats will not win 19 days from now, November 4th, on Election Day. Unbelievable. All right, let me move on from Ebola. Michelle Malkin wants to talk about Common Core and something that is very serious also that we need to wake up about. Look who's data mining your toddlers. These are preschoolers, toddlers. Attention, parents. Have your little ones been subjected to TS Gold in school yet? TS Gold. If you care about student privacy, data mining, and classroom intrusions, you might want to start asking questions and protecting your children now before it's too late. Once again, you have to take the responsibility since our government and our Department of Education will not. What's happening here in Colorado, as an example, with this onerous testing regime, is happening everywhere. informed families and teachers from all parts of the political spectrum agree. It's a big government, big brother, big business gold rush you don't want to join. TS Gold stands for Teaching Strategies Gold. This school readiness assessment system was mandated in the state of Colorado, for example, several years ago. It has already permeated private daycare centers and preschools. Pilot testing in publicly funded preschools and kindergartens is currently taking place. More than 42,000 kids in Colorado, for example, alone, have been subjected to the assessments. Most parents have no idea, no clue the scene is on track or the scheme is on track for full implementation by the 2015-16 school year. The company already plans to expand assessments to cover children from birth through third grade. Competitors include California's Desired Results Developmental Profile System and the High Scope Child Observation Record. Now, TS Gold, or Teaching Strategies Gold, creators have described the testing vehicle as an early childhood assessment system that purportedly measures the whole child. Caution, red flag should come up when you hear that. What that means is that the tests are not only for literacy, mathematics, science and technology, social studies and the arts, but also for developmental domains including social emotions, physical, language, and cognitive development. Aligned to the federal Common Core standards, and there's another caution flag, which were designed and copyrighted by a small cadre of Beltway educrats, TS Gold received $30 million in federal race to the top subsidies in 2012. There's another red flag, race to the top. The assessors have 38 objectives arranged under 9 topics of academic learning. Psychomotor data and social emotional development is included. Students are rated and recorded on their ability to do things like respond to emotional cues, interact cooperatively, and cooperate and share ideas and materials in social acceptable ways. We'll call that a red flag or brainwashing. TS Gold directs teachers to document student behaviors with videos and audio files, journals, and photos, which are then uploaded to a central database cloud. That's right. Your child's information will be given to a database cloud. You can watch a video instructing teachers how to upload videos and photos and images to the TS Gold's database as well. Interesting, isn't it? Teaching Strategies Gold, TS Gold. Already overwhelmed by myriad testing burdens, teachers must undergo intensive training that takes scarce time away from actual instruction. Educators must gather disturbingly intimate and personal data every school day, collate and upload it, and then file lengthy checkpoint readings on each child every 10 to 12 weeks. And there's a TS Gold training video on entering multiple children into the company's checkpoint rating database. Creeped out yet? I'll tell you more after we come back on the Glenn Pabst Show. Writing the Right, coming up to 44 minutes after the hour on the Public Broadcasting Network. Folks, let's keep writing the right.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life. Really? I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals. Wow, why are you so nice to me? Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Hello, I'm Glenn Papp, President and CEO of the Conservative Talk Network and the Glenn Papp Show. I've coined the phrase, righting the right, to encourage us to move our country back to the right of center on the political and moral spectrum. Each letter, R-I-G-H-T, explains our stance. The R stands for reformation, the I for integrity, the G for godliness, the H for honor, the T stands for truth. Truth can set you free, my friend. The truth is that the founders recognized God as the source of liberty and law. The truth is our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. The truth is, in the distant past, our presidents, Congress, and state and local officials have acknowledged God. The truth is, even the courts have declared that we are a Christian nation. The truth is, American schools were formed to advance the Christian faith. The truth is, foreign nations acknowledge our Christian roots and heritage. So let's live in light of this truth. The result is freedom. This is Glenn Papp of the Conservative Talk Network saying, with the truth, let's keep righting the right. Hello, my friend. I'm Glenn Papp of the Glenn Papp Show, Righting the Right. I find that if I help a senior citizen walk safely across the street at a busy intersection, I find myself safely across as well. So I endeavor to help those individuals and families that are willing to help themselves. I believe it is very important that you consider an investment alternative than the unstable dollar, namely gold in small amounts. I've discovered a win-win combination, safe investment in gold for you and your family, and helping support the Glenn Papp Show, Righting the Right, radio expansion. The plan is simple. Simply register for free on my website, writingtheright.com. Then discover what product or plan you and your family would like to invest in yourself. To learn more, go to writingtheright.com and click on the homepage icon, Gold Savings Club. It's free to join, so help support the radio show and take care of your family at the same time. It's a solid, golden opportunity. Count on it. Let's cross the street together.
I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change.
I will keep my... Welcome back to the Glenn Papp Show. It's coming up to 49 minutes after the hour on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been talking to you about this TS Gold, Teaching Strategies Gold. And we've been trying to share with you the shock that a file of your toddler will be up on a central program, a central database cloud. If you're already overwhelmed by the myriad of testing burdens that the teachers must undergo, intensive training that takes scarce time away for actual instruction, educators must gather disturbingly intimate and personal data every school day, collate and upload it, and then file lengthy checkpoint ratings on each child every 10 to 12 weeks. that doesn't creep you out. This is just the tip of the data mining iceberg. Last spring, for example, parent Lauren Coker discovered the TS Gold assessors in her son's Aurora, Colorado public preschool had reported and recorded information about his trips to the bathroom, his hand washing habits, as well. As well as his ability to pull up his pants. All right, great. Trips to the bathroom, hand-washing habits, and pulling up his pants. Toddler. TS Gold assessors. When I asked if we could opt out of the system, Coker told me, school officials told her no. She pulled her son out of the school and still doesn't know whether or how the data can be removed. Sonny Flynn, a mom with kids in Jefferson County, Colorado, who spearheaded the fight against data mining in Bloom, it's called, started raising pointed questions to her school officials about TS Gold last year. Where exactly is this powerful, predictive, and personal data on our children being stored? She asked. What security measures are being used to protect this data? Who exactly has access to this data? How long will the data be stored? What is the proven benefit of a kindergartner teacher putting up all of this data into a database? The ultimate goal is not improved school performance. The real end is massive student data mining for meddling and for profit. The Obama administration sabotaged federal student and family privacy protections through backroom regulation, allowing once protected student data to be sold to private vendors for the creation of what one Colorado bureaucrat calls human capital pipelines. Edutech firms such as Pearson, Microsoft, Google, and Newton are salivating at the lucrative opportunities to exploit educational big data and sell customized learning products in the most data mineable industry in the world. And the politicians who can hook them up are reaping rich rewards in their campaign coffers. Now, I want you to listen to Cut 1. This is Newton's CEO, Jose Ferreira, gloat over the education data-palooza goldmine. Play Cut 1
now. So the human race is about to enter a totally data-mined existence. The world in 30 years is going to be unrecognizably data mined. So what does that mean for education? Well, education happens to be, today, the world's most data mineable industry by far, and it's not even close. Well, let's just look at it by the numbers, because the name of the game is data per user. Okay, so one of the things that fakes us out about data in education is education, because it's so big, right, it's like the fourth biggest industry in the world, it produces incredible quantities of data. It might be valuable to like a school district administrator. So Newton today gets 5 to 10 million actionable data per student per day. And we do that because we get people, if you can believe it, to tag every single sentence of their content. So publishers, we have a large publishing partnership with Pearson, and they've tagged all of their content. And we're an open standard, so anyone can tag us.
Well, there you go. An open standard. And anybody can track them. Your child's information, worldwide exposure. As the authors of the Pioneer Institute's invaluable report, Cogs in the Machine, explain, accompanying Common Core and national testing and undergirding their influence is a thickening network of student databases largely pushed on states by the federal government. Federally subsidized state longitudinal data systems, all identical and shareable, have enabled a de facto national database. Big Brother is watching. Watch out. Sherry Kaisaker, a mom of elementary school kids in Fort Collins, Colorado, who has vigilantly tracked the student data mining initiative in Colorado, warns that the data follows these children from preschool all the way through college and the workforce. Colorado educrats glowingly refer to the profiles as golden records. Yeah, right. While they smugly assure parents that the data is safe, Kasekar told me, we all know how frequently data breaches are. We also know that TS Gold allows teachers to share video and photos of children, as well as observations on children's general anxiety levels and behavior. Are parents aware of just how much information is collected and shared outside the classroom? No. At the a meeting of concerned parents in their community, grassroots activist Kanda Califf, a Colorado Springs mom, issued a call to arms last week that applies to primary educational providers here and across the country. It's coming to a state near you. She said, if we don't get parents to stand up, we will never win this fight. The battle never ends. That's it. Look for data mining your toddlers. It's coming up, folks. Big Brother is approaching. Big Brother is approaching. Now, a frustrated parent pens a brilliant response to her child's mind-boggling Common Core homework. Had tip from IJ Review, Carolyn Schaefer reporting. The introduction of Common Core has made homework time extra challenging for students and parents alike this school year. Moms and dads who help their children with their schoolwork have had to learn a brand new method for completing what used to be simple tasks. One parent who attempted to help his child with this Common Core math problem ended up just as frustrated as his child, and he used his education and professional experience to let the teacher know exactly how he felt about this approach. It reads this way. Dear Jack, don't feel bad. I have a Bachelor of Science degree in Electronics Engineering, which included extensive study in differential equations and other higher math applications. Even I cannot explain the Common Core mathematics approach, nor get the answer correct. In the real world, simplification is valued over complication. Therefore, 427 minus 316 is 111. The answer is solved in under 5 seconds. It's 111. The process used is ridiculous and will result in termination if used. Sincerely, frustrated parent. Well, that's the kinds of things Common Core is bringing to our attention today. Folks, thank you for joining me today on the Glenn Papp Show. Tomorrow, on The Nation, my Christian perspective on the news will continue. On healthcare, Obamacare alternative, MD Plus Health Assurance. There is a 24/7 doctor alternative, and I'll show it to you even on my website. And then on the Constitution, the making of America. Until then, on behalf of our expert co-hosts, our faithful sponsors, and today's guest, Dr. Rich Swire of drrichswire.com, studio engineer Sam, this is your Patriot host, Glenn Papp, saying to my bride of 38 years, Melanie, and to you, my listening friend, God bless you. Keep writing the right. May God bless America. May America bless God. And by all means, my prayer, may God save the USA. If you'd like to learn more about Writing the Right and the Glenn Papp Show, go to writingtheright.com. Join us every weekday on the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Remember to download the podcast at writingtheright.com. Until then, this is Glenn Papp, your Patriot host, saying, keep writing the right. Oh, no.